We appreciate you tuning in right now. We about to get it going on a social smackdown.
Hey, it's your girl, Yay.
And it's Nay.
And it's Will.
And this is the social smackdown.
Oh, pew, 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 pew.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, so on today's episode, we will be discussing male vulnerability and some reasons why most men struggle to open up emotionally and what we as women can do to help. So the title for today is Don't Ice Me Out. Hey, ice me out. Don't.
Hey, don't.
Ice me out.
Don't. All right. So.
Check, please.
Wow.
Chill. Okay. So I feel like this is a very complex like topic. So I think we should like break it down from like part one to part two. Why does males have that problem, and then we can go into what we as women can do to help with that problem.
Absolutely.
All right. So
I mean, it is a male here, so I can only offer my perspective.
Yeah. Well, you can right. That's what you're here for. So it's like you're gonna give both sides on your end. So it's like why you feel as though, you know, guys are shut out, and then what you would like for a woman to do to help you in that situation. And then we'll give like our side where it's like, why do we feel guys are like that and what we feel like we can do to help.
Right.
Make sense?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so why do I think guys have a hard time opening up emotionally? Well, clearly I'm not a dude, so I can't say why they do. I can only like logically infer what I believe. And I think the biggest thing has to do with like past experiences, whether it was a relationship or like something a family member has said. Because I know sometimes men can be in relationships with women, especially when they're younger, and like some females can be real insensitive to like men expressing their feelings. Like, oh, you acting like a girl? Why you acting like a girl? Like, I'm with a man, not a girl. Like, you doing too much? Like, you acting like a whole broad. Or even on the flip side, like I said, a family member. Because a lot of men, especially black men, they grow up hearing that from, like, their father, grandfather, mother. Like, you're supposed to be a man. You're not supposed to show your feelings. This and that, this and that. That's what I believe man has trouble opening up. Boom. Okay. Next.
Yeah, I feel like we can just slide it on over to Will, because I feel the same way. I feel like I really wouldn't be doing much of just reiterating what you just said.
She kind of hit the nail straight on the head when she stated that it's something that you kind of, I'm not gonna say grow, it's something you're growing up being taught, you know. I'm not even gonna say being taught, like past experiences have, of course, like women, you got, you know, men do suffer from trauma and stuff like that in relationships and bad experiences. So I mean, a lot of stuff ties into it. Me personally, it's hard for me to trust people, especially coming from, you know, we come from, everybody wants to be a player and has to have the upper edge, and I have to get you before you get, and it's just definitely gets tiresome, you know. But I think at the end of the day, we all want the same thing, and that's to be loved by somebody else.
Okay.
To be loved by somebody else, you know.
Talk that talk, William.
You better let them know. All right. Is that all we got on that part? Or we got more? I feel like we all on the same page as far as like why men have a hard time. Like,
I have a question though for Will. Being that that's the environment that you guys, that men are typically brought up around, well, boys and becoming men, that's always, you have to have this tough exterior and you can't let anyone see, you know, you showing your emotions and everything. What, like, I don't know if you can remember, but like growing up, did that ever make you feel, you know, a type of way where it was just like, or did you just kind of go with it? Like, you just was like, well, I respect them and what they're saying, they must be right, so I'm gonna just go with it.
I mean, yeah, you're not old enough to know that. Like, you're not old enough to differentiate right from wrong at that point in time. That's how I look at it. And then by the time you become an actual, like, by the time you get old enough to know, like, yo, that's not how that's supposed to work.
It's already not instilled into you at that point.
Exactly.
Right.
So now it's just like you're stuck in your ways, kind of, sort of, like, you know.
Right, so you got to unlearn all that.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
That makes sense.
All right. I mean, I guess we can move to the second part and then just kind of like, you know.
Yes, I feel
give
like
our, okay. give our
this
thoughts.
One right here. This the one. It's like, no.
But, I think we should start this one out.
Yeah.
What can women do to better assist men in expressing their emotions, or just even just better handling it? Because I know that, you know, not only that did you guys have to hear, you know, be a man and toughen up, but we also had to hear, you know, boys will be boys, and you know, if they're rough towards you or woo woo woo, that means they like you.
And we,
yeah, so it's like we've all been messed up about how men express their emotions and, you know, the freedoms that they have in that. So, yeah, how can we better, you know, approach that and whatnot?
That is a good question. How do you? I mean, I guess just. I think communication is the key to everything. I can't speak for every male, but communication most definitely is the bridge. We need to bridge the gap and learn to communicate as adults. You know, as if you're going to be serious with somebody, you should be able to tell them, I'm scared. I'm not going to necessarily. You should be able to tell them your fears, you know what I'm saying? What makes you happy, what makes you. And that's one of the things that you will necessarily be scared of, opening up. You should be able to. Even though sometimes it may be hard to put it into words as to why I'm scared to open up, you know, try your best. If it's a song, hey, play the song. You know, whatever can help somebody potentially understand where you're coming from, the mm-hmm. best way possible. You know, try to, because I mean, nobody reads minds. You know, so.
Thanks.
Well, this man just like stole everything in my notes. So,
because I'm the dumb like that.
What we can do, I feel like it's a lot we can do. Obviously, like communication is a big one, but I think
effective.
Like I feel like the something that I feel like is even maybe a little more important than that is just like the ability to understand. Like mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie and say I never like. I don't think I ever verbally said it, but like had moments where I was dealing with a dude who maybe was a little more emotional than I am or a little more sensitive than I am. And like to myself, I'm like, you're doing a lot, like relax. Because like, because me personally, like, yes, I'm sensitive to a certain, I'm a very sensitive person, but I'm not an emotional person. So emotion kind of made me feel uncomfortable. Like when a dude was like, it was a lot. It made me kind of like, you know, go inside my little turtle shell. I'm like, oh, it's a lot. Like, what are you doing? But it took like time and maturity for me to truly understand that that's not okay to like act like that when a man is like, you know, being open like that. Mm-hmm. Because that's like not helping him. Or clearly, I don't think I was for him, but like whoever he's supposed to be with, because like the topic is even about. Like, that's gonna mess him up in the end, and he's gonna have a hard time opening up with another woman. So it's just like just understanding him, like, and that's a good thing, like actually appreciating that. Like if a man is being open with you and vulnerable with you, girl, you better take that in, because these days that junk is like that's not, you know, common at all. Like
you're better off pulling teeth than to get
but then like say on the flip side, if you're dealing with a man who's like more emotionally guarded at the same thing, gotta be understanding. Like, you can't try to, like, pry stuff out of him. You just got to, like, try to build a relationship, build trust, and show him, like, he can trust you. Show him you're, like, somebody he can actually open up to. So show him you're not going to hurt him like the people in his past. Like, that's really all it is about. Like I said, the biggest thing is understanding. Like,
And with that, so, a question for you, Maye.
Oh, Lord.
Would you... Because, I mean, it's kind of for me, too. It's something I just thought about when you were talking.
Okay.
When you say that you kind of just shy away from, like, guys who are more expressive than you are mm-hmm. with their emotions, do you think it would be because you don't fully understand each emotion, or that that's not something you're really used to overall, just, like, growing up and everything? So it's something you're kind of, I don't really want to say scared of, but it's just, like, it's something unknown to you. So it's, like, you don't really know how to approach it.
I think for me, it's more so it being unknown. Like I said, like, I'm not an emotional person myself. So it's like, especially like I said, going back to childhood, like, we were always taught that we're supposed to be the soft ones in a relationship. You know, we're supposed to be the ones who's like, you know,
but you're not soft.
I'm supposed to cry after every argument.
That's what I said, the soft ones in a relationship. But so it's like, if a dude is more like soft or like more emotional, you was kind of just like, oh, wait, this is not how it's supposed to be. That's how I was raised thinking. But it's kind of hard because I'm not really a hard body anymore, but I still kind of have my, you know, that's who I am. I don't know. I just don't think that's for me. Like, I wouldn't share a dude down if he's emotional, though. I was just like, it depends, man. Because, like, sometimes I'm with somebody for, like, I don't know.
Like, I mean,
no, I just.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like, don't. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like a woman wants a man that's confident and, you know, you're not going to think a man is confident if he's showing, I'm not even going to say showing more emotion than you, but, you know, you're not going to think a man is confident and, like, can make firm decisions. Like, how can you, and you're crying more than, you know, how do you expect you're crying more than, I mean,
I have this thing, I call it post-tier clarity, okay? And it is very effective. Sometimes you just need to cry it out, and then you can have, you know, a clear mind and clear thought process. So, you know, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm not completely against it.
Yeah.
But I will be a little hesitant. I'm not even going to sit up here and lie and act like I'm the most empathetic person there is, because I'm not. And I've dealt with some dudes that were more, you know, emotionally expressive than I.
Test what their feelings on you.
But, I mean, for me, it's just because, it's not that I'm not really emotionally expressive, it's just I'm not that way with other people. Because growing up, we just all kind of went to separate corners, and then we would all come back together, you know, once we got ourselves together on our own. So it's like, me sharing that with someone, it's a little difficult because I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, if someone starts crying in front of me, I'll be like, they're there. Okay.
Block a face, like, okay.
Yeah. But it's like, at the same time, I think about, to me, like, when I was crying or, you know, around someone, or even when I was by myself, what did I want? And so I just kind of implement that, or I just ask the person, like, now I've made that a habit of, okay, I see you're showing emotions or whatever. What's the best thing I can do for you right now? Do you need me to leave you alone or be here? Just sit here quietly, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. I think that's just like one of the biggest thing is like understanding how you express mm-hmm. your emotions, and then also understanding how someone else expresses theirs, and then like what y'all can do for each other.
Absolutely.
You know, not what's best for you, but what's best for them, because it's like, that's really going to help the situation out mm-hmm. the most.
You know what else? It just hit me. So the other day, me and Naomi was having a conversation. I think it was last night or whatever. And like, to be honest, girls, women, when a dude is like, I don't know if it's just me or like, if every female can relate to it, but I feel like when you are a female like me, who is a little more like, non-emotional, a little less attached in nature, a little detached by nature, it's like when you're dealing with a dude who's like kind of is emotionally guarded, it kind of helps you grow, you know what I'm saying? Because like, as females, we are supposed to be like more vulnerable and like, you know, just lovey-dovey and soft,
nurturing per se.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll call it.
We're supposed to be nurturing and stuff, and it's like I said, that's not something that's like ever really, I guess it do kind of come naturally to me when I'm really feeling the vibe, but like I gotta really be feeling the vibe. But it's like when a dude is like closed off, it makes me vulnerable, it makes me, you know, nurture, it pushes me out of my comfort zone. Yeah. I'm like, okay,
because
look, I'm sorry, like, you are
it's because he's not doing it. Yeah. So you feel like somebody needs to do it, because it's like it's not being done. Yeah. So it's like, all right, well, I'll, you know.
So I feel like you can have use it in your benefit too, because like, me personally, it's like most of the dudes, not a lot of dudes I dealt with were a lot of them were more emotional than I was. So it's like I never really had to like be that emotional person in the relationship. It was always them. So I'm just like, all right, well, you're right. But now I'm just like, look. Yo, I'm actually like, you know, so I feel like it can work in your benefit as well, because like that's gonna help you in the long run, because you need to be vulnerable, you need to be sappy, you need to be nurturing. Like,
I don't know about that one, Chief.
You do. Okay, no, think about if you want to be somebody's mother or somebody's wife, you really do know how, you need to know how to be nurturing and like loving. Because like when your kid comes to you venting, you, because I know you kind of, you like you said, you suffer with empathy. And you can't just be like, well, you'll get over it. You'll be all right. Because that's why so many of us are messed up to this day, because we went through that. Like, we had parents or mothers like, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Like, don't worry about that, man. You know, stuff like that. So you can't really, you're not, that's not how it should be. You should be more like, you know.
Well, more susceptible to other people's feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing with children, I've noticed, like, because I am pretty good with children. You know, they love me. But it's like, I am more able to be empathetic towards children. And I also enjoy having conversations with children because they really can expand your thinking in so many more ways than people even give them credit for. And like, the capacity of a child's mind is just beyond what I can fathom. Like, so it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm more understanding to the children than I am to adults, you know. But even though I don't really plan on having kids, but I mean, if I do, I think I can. I don't know. They might help me more. I just watched a video today and this little boy was crying and he's not even my child. And I'm over here like, oh, my goodness, he needs a hug. Like, oh, my goodness, I can't take it. But I don't know. I
feel like it's, they can. It's levels. It's really levels. Like it's levels. No, I'm not gonna say that. It's just levels. So that's why I say I don't think you should be like overly emotional. But that's just some people by nature. So if you're overly emotional, better accept that. Better own it. Be your overly emotional self. That's fine. Do you got people like?
I mean,
us?
I'm a crier. You got people like, I'm definitely a crier.
I get it.
If I see somebody crying, if I don't know what else to do, I'm gonna just cry with you. I'm be like, well, you crying? I'm gonna cry too.
I'm not a big crier. I mean, I used to be, but I'm really not. Like, I feel like I literally have two emotions. Either happy or I'm pissed.
Yeah, I can agree with that one for sure.
But I mean, I'm like super happy. I'm just like, you know, foot tapping.
Super agitated, yeah. Palms are sweaty. Knees weak.
Mom's just cooked spaghetti.
Man. We messed that all up. Don't tell M.
Most definitely messed the M reference up. My bad, Slim Shady. I have failed you.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
So, overall, with this topic, is basically, you know, don't be scared of emotional vulnerability because it's not always something negative and it's not directly linked to weakness. You got to stop viewing emotions as something that's weak. Being emotionally vulnerable doesn't always have to be expressing your fears or your past traumas and things. It can be about discussing your dreams and ambitions and the things that make you happy. You know, the more you know yourself,
okay, the Dr. more,
the less you'll fear others knowing you. And I think that's the biggest thing. You have to understand your emotions so you can help others understand your emotions, you know?
Okay, Renee, hit us
you
with
know
them
what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you got to be willing to risk failure in order to have a chance at success.
Girl, do it
all right?
So,
I'm just
saying, college graduation or something. Like, girl.
Man, but okay, and I'm going to leave you with this.
Oh my God.
I was about to say, oh my goodness, she's really in that bag today.
The biggest thing that just hit me, I remember, is I think with some guys, I think they look at their woman as like their therapist because like they know women are, you know, naturally emotional creatures. And so like when they confide in a woman, you know, they be looking for us to solve and fix everything like subconsciously. I won't say it's always a conscious effort, but it's just like, I don't know. And then I think they get upset when it's like, we kind of, you know, I don't know, I guess get scared or even just become overwhelmed. And that comes out through, I guess, I don't know, just it comes out wrong. And then like when guys say like, oh, you threw that back in my face and everything, and it's like, I wasn't ready for all that, you know, like I'm okay for you to vent to me as like, you know, a peer-to-peer relationship, but you came at me as if I was your therapist, and that's some heavy stuff that I don't know how to deal with. So I think we have to make sure we monitor how we express our different emotions and different things that have happened to us, like make sure it's to the proper audience, if that makes sense. So I didn't mean to go that deep, my bad, but
oh, this is what it's all about, smacking it down socially. Go that deep.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, I've been in that predicament where it's just like, I want to help you, but I don't have the tools or the knowledge to really do that. And I feel like that's when it's kind of a, well, I finally opened up and you ain't, you know, reciprocating nothing. Like, oh, what do I do now? And it's like, I just.
You didn't give me a cookie, so.
I just wanted you to tell me how me telling you that I love you made you feel. Like, did that make you feel happy? Like, you didn't tell me about how your dog Rufus ran away when you were 8 and you still not over it. I don't know what to do with that information.
Not Rufus.
Scooter, I don't know. Shoot.
That's why he ran away. You called him Rufus.
I've always been terrible at naming pets, all right? I was the first one that came to my mind.
Duly noted.
But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at on the whole thing. It's just making sure you have a good understanding of how you feel and your emotions and not being scared of them, because it's like, otherwise you're not going to be able to genuinely make connections with other people.
Thanks for listening, guys.